String 36. Isodidact.
The peaceful lull could not last long. Portal sensors near the lesser arc tell us that space-time near our position is changing. That was inevitable. Time will soon tangle horribly, and there will be no counting the hours we have left. I fear the worst for my wife. This arc has the most extensive command facility of any I have seen. Builders have, I must admit, and perhaps with a little deep pride, outdone themselves with this installation, both in the record time they took to complete it, and the changes and improvements they have made over the previous arc. Nevertheless, the newer arc is unproven. Controlling the smaller halos, designed to be more swiftly and flexibly dispatched, will require tremendous coordination, and communications across those distances could soon be compromised. The newer halos have been designed to fire simultaneously and in every direction. They are much more powerful than older halos. Once distributed, their energies will cover the entire galaxy, overlapping and triggering each other until there is no space that has not been cleansed of the flood. There is uncertainty whether star roads in transit through slipspace will be eliminated as well. Some say they will, others not. And so we are attempting to gauge, through very suspect data, when the maximum number of star roads and other precursor constructs will emerge and occupy status space. The halos must be dispersed as soon as possible. I cannot trust that my wife's faint will have any effect on the grave mind or mendicant bias. She has told the life workers that they must give me all assistance, must follow my orders. Orders that were approved by the Council, whatever remained of it, before she left the Greater Ark. She has told them explicitly, with all the authority of her rank, the triumph of the Flood would be a violation of the rule of the Mantle. She has traveled a long, hard course to reach this decision, obviously, and I suspect it was the example of my original that finally tipped the scales. In a life worker vessel, I meet for the last time with Chakas, along with 6 other monitors commissioned as caretakers for the remaining halos. The life worker Kreish has certified that they are all fit and ready for duty, preparing the 7 activation indexes, 1 for each halo. I send you on your way, friend, I tell Chakas. Your new home will be Installation 04. I also give you a new designation. Henceforth, you will no longer be just a guide and assistant. You will be guardian and protector of an entire installation. You will be called 343 Guilty Spark. Chakas floats before me, still receiving the programming he will need for its new assignment. The others have received similar nomenclature, with escalating numeric delineation. Their new names are an omen as well as an epitaph for our people, and for my wife. Were there another way, we would have taken it.
This is it, he says. The end?
You've traveled a long ways with me, old friend, I say. We were young and foolish when we met. So much has happened for both of us. We are not at all what we were, are we?
I will think on those good days, he says. I hope to find comfort in the memory.
Comfort? An odd statement for a machine. But I am speaking in an equally odd way to a machine. Clearly in my thoughts, in truth. This monitor is much more than a machine. Now, old friend, we have the most important job in history, perhaps in all time. You may very well outlast all of us here. You may see the new galaxy emerge.
I stop and turn away, looking out of the Ark's citadel toward the now cooling forge and the mining site beyond. Tell me, Chakas, if this was your choice, after all we have seen and survived, would you fire the rings?
He does not respond. I don't know that I expected a response. It is a question asked by way of farewell, and much of his memory will be erased upon arrival at his new station in the name of compartmentalization, if ever the logic plague were to reemerge. For a moment, I wonder if he will remember any of this at all. The halos have received their final preparation. 6 huge, deadly rings, as well as Installation 07, the former rogue halo, which had already been placed years earlier.
Only a handful of life workers assemble in the ship's command center, along with the 7 monitors. Though it is unknown, it appears as though the most of the other wraiths perished on the Greater Ark. The few life workers here are likely the last of our kind. Except, of course, for my original, and my wife. I can only hope that... But I will think no more of my wife or of anything beyond the task at hand. The budget for reconciliation is barely adequate, down from an hour before. The star roads are obviously having their effect even out here. Offensive bias suddenly appears before me. I am surprised it has survived. Its presence on the Lesser Ark, in full, is more essential than reassuring. Somehow, against all odds, it and a relatively small collection of ships has arrived to defend us. The life workers must have summoned it in the wake of the Greater Ark's destruction. "Portal opening," the Medarch announces. "Didact, I have received a coded signal from Mendicant Bias. It offers no quarter, expresses full confidence in its successful destruction of this Ark, and asks that I transfer to join it, allowing me to survive and partner with it."
"Why tell me?" I ask.
"Just in case you were still doubtful about my freedom from the logic plague. I am still here, still with you, Didact. I await your instructions." The Metarch's projection fills my vision, complex, truly beyond my comprehension.
"Thank you. I have no doubts. Disperse the halos," I order. We see the great violet circle of the portal form out in the starless darkness. The halos begin to move in stately rank one by one toward that circle, and vanish, one by one, with fabulous displays of residual radiation, to be placed throughout the galaxy.